I'm Lou Dimes, and this is Thinking Independently. I don't want to hear any more from any of these people who are in positions of responsibility in the United States Army to tell me this is a learning experience, that it's a teaching moment. You know, my answer to you, gentlemen, is go to hell. We're talking about 13 people dead here. We're talking about 29 people wounded. And I don't want to hear political correctness out of the United States Army. I just don't want to hear it, folks. I don't want to hear it out of the civilian leadership either. This is an atrocity. This is an act of terrorism. And was he a disturbed person? Probably. Do I care? Not a bit. What I do care is that a system that's supposed to be protecting our men and women who are returning from combat and often three and four tours of combat had to put up with this Major Hassan in their very midst while warning signs were being emanated all around him. And I listened to the Chief of Staff of the United States Army, General George Casey, say he doesn't want to say we missed something. Are you, sir, out of your cotton-picking mind? What kind of leadership is that? Take some responsibility and step up for the organization you represent, the proud organization, which is the United States Army. For God's sake, how can we have this kind of leadership taking our men and women into battle? This is, I think, by the way, a glimpse, a blinding illumination of why it has taken us more than 8 years to even start talking about success in Afghanistan.